Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Beginner's Guide to the End, Practical Advice for Living Life and Facing Death by Dr. B.J. Miller. Bridges the gap between the medical realities of dying and the emotional, practical needs of those facing the end of life. Drawing from his experiences as a palliative care physician and his own personal journey, Dr. Miller creates a roadmap for individuals and families as they navigate one of life's most inevitable and challenging times. The book provides gentle, clear, and thoughtful counsel on topics often considered taboo, aiming to transform the conversation around death into one of openness and practical preparation. More than just a guide for the terminally ill, the book offers wisdom for anyone wishing to better understand mortality and live with a sense of preparedness and peace. With actionable advice, compassionate storytelling, and resourceful checklists, A Beginner's Guide to the End empowers readers to preemptively confront their concerns and make end of life a less daunting, more humane experience for themselves and loved ones. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding end of life realities. Dr. Miller acknowledges death as a certain event and demystifies much of the fear surrounding it. He uses patient stories, data, and relatable narratives to explain that facing our mortality can actually be enriching, allowing us to clarify our values and priorities. The book encourages mindfulness about our mortality, not as a morbid fixation, but as a gateway to living more fully. Readers are reminded that life is finite, and by recognizing this, they can make more conscious choices about time, relationships, and legacy. The section also highlights the unpredictability of dying and offers reassurance that uncertainty is normal, suggesting ways to cope with the emotional roller coaster it brings. Secondly, navigating healthcare decisions. Healthcare at the end of life is complex, fraught with big decisions about treatments, interventions, and care settings. Dr. Miller provides readers with a clear outline for understanding the modern healthcare system, from hospice care to advanced directives and DNR orders. The book demystifies medical jargon and clarifies the intentions behind various choices. Practical advice is given on how to communicate effectively with healthcare providers, ask the right questions, and weigh options in conjunction with one's values and prognosis. For those acting as caregivers or advocates, the book details how to support loved ones in these conversations, emphasizing teamwork and clear documentation to reduce stress and conflict. Thirdly, emotional and psychological preparation. Accepting the prospect of death comes with a whirlwind of emotions: denial, anger, grief, and sometimes relief. Dr. Miller addresses the emotional aspects of dying with deep empathy, normalizing a range of responses. He stresses the importance of acknowledging these feelings rather than suppressing them, and provides resources for seeking support. Suggestions for coping mechanisms, including mindfulness, therapy, support groups, and legacy projects, are offered to help individuals and families process their journey. The book points out that emotional preparation is ongoing and evolving, and it encourages candid conversations, even humor, to ease emotional burdens and foster genuine connection near the end. Fourthly, the practical side: legal, logistical, and financial planning. A Beginner's Guide to the End details the critical yet often overlooked logistical aspects of death. This includes creating wills, selecting healthcare proxies, organizing finances, and setting funeral arrangements. Dr. Miller provides checklists and step-by-step guides that break down intimidating processes into manageable tasks. He addresses questions surrounding digital legacies, property management, and beneficiary designations, providing peace of mind to readers who want to lessen the burden on survivors. By handling these matters proactively, individuals can ensure that their wishes are respected and spare their loved ones unnecessary confusion and distress during a difficult time. Lastly, caring for the dying and self-care for caregivers. The book devotes significant attention to the experience of caregivers who face enormous emotional, physical, and logistical demands. Dr. Miller offers compassionate guidance on how to support a dying person with dignity and presence, from daily tasks to intimate conversations. Recognizing the potential for burnout and compassion fatigue, he underscores the necessity of self-care, support networks, and setting boundaries. Practical suggestions include establishing routines, sharing responsibilities, seeking respite care, and accessing community resources. This section validates the challenges caregivers encounter, providing both affirmation and tools to help them maintain their own well-being while navigating the complexities of end-of-life care. In conclusion, A Beginner's Guide to the End stands out as an essential resource for anyone who will face death, which is, of course, all of us. This book is vital reading not only for those nearing the end of life and their families, but also for healthy adults who want to make thoughtful preparations and have meaningful conversations about their future. Healthcare professionals, caregivers, and social workers will find invaluable insights and practical tools to support their patients and clients. The book's strength lies in its ability to combine medical expertise with compassion, clear guidance, and respect for individual preferences, making what could be a frightening topic accessible and manageable. Unlike many books that focus solely on either emotional aspects or legal logistics, Dr. Miller comprehensively addresses the full spectrum: emotional, practical, legal, and relational. Investing in this book means you are choosing a roadmap carefully designed to minimize confusion, fear, and regret. Its actionable advice can help ensure your wishes are honored, reduce burden on your loved ones, and allow you to focus on living meaningfully to the last day. Purchasing A Beginner's Guide to the End not only prepares you for your own eventual transition, but also provides the structure to embrace life with more gratitude and intentionality. It is a truly unique handbook that can benefit your life by diminishing fear, increasing your autonomy, and nurturing deeper connections. Reasons strong enough to choose this guide over others in the field. If you would like to support Dr. BJ Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.